Hello, my lords and labias. This is Brooke, the host of the Good Mom Podcast, where we talk about the joys and the wonders of parenthood. That's a joke. We do not talk about the joys of parenthood. We talk about the struggles behind parenthood. We talk about mental health, the postpartum vagina, sex after a baby, making your marriage work, maybe not making your marriage work, and all the stuff that you don't usually want to talk about because every time you mention it to somebody, you feel like a bad fucking parent. Believe me, you're not a bad parent. We are all in this together on this crazy ass parenthood ride. Buckle up, bitches. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of The Good Mom. So you'll have to bear with me this week. I can't stop coughing. I'm going to be drinking a lot of water. No, I don't have the corona. It's allergies. For like the past week, there's been something in the air that's been like fucking with me really hard. And my nose is all like stopped up and I'm like puffy eyed and I'm coughing. It's great. I constantly feel like I've got like something in my throat. How cute was that? So on this week's episode, we're not going to be talking about phlegm. We're going to be talking about feeling lonely. Something dear to my heart. Feeling lonely as a mom. So there's like a difference between feeling lonely, like, oh man, I really wish I had somebody to wrap their arms around me, fuck me to sleep, I feel lonely, and like being a mom and feeling lonely. So we never, as moms, like, we're never alone. We're never fucking alone. Our husbands, our wives, our spouses, somebody is always around, okay? And then there's kids always around, there's pets always, like, there's all, we're never alone. Never alone. I can't even be alone in the bathroom. My daughter's knocking on the door. She's like coming in. She's like, Mama, you go poop poop? Mama, are you pooping? Like, I'm trying to get out. Like, you're never alone. So why do we feel so fucking lonely? So this is something I've been struggling with a lot since moving. My hometown, Chattanooga, Tennessee, a shout out. All of my family lives there. There's a few of like my side of the family that live elsewhere, but like majority of my family, my side of the family lives in Chattanooga. So whenever we lived there, I was like never alone. My grandma was always coming over to my house uninvited, knocking on the door like, hey, I bought you this at the dollar store. She just comes over and gives me random shit. I always saw my mom, my aunt, my cousins. Like, I always had somebody, you know, like if I was bored, I could go over to my mom's house. I could go call my grandma and be like, hey, let's go to the used bookstore and fuck shit up. There was always somebody there whenever I started to feel that like lonely pull. I was lonely still then, but not as bad. When I moved out here to Wilmington, we knew moving out here, we wouldn't have anybody. We knew that would be a struggle. But a struggle in my mind was, you know, I wouldn't have help with like my child. Like if my husband and I wanted to go out on a date or something, which what the fuck is that? But like if we wanted to go out and do something, God forbid we ever had the time, we wouldn't have anybody to come over and watch our daughter. I couldn't say, you know, like, hey, Mom, can you come over and watch Lilia? Or like, you know, my grandma come over, my aunt, whatever, my sister. That we didn't have that support here. So we knew that going into it. And I was like, yeah, you know, like it'll be tough, but we can figure it out. What I didn't expect was not having any connection with anybody or like talking to anybody other than like my child and my husband, making me feel like I'm in fucking isolation. Like, and I know there's a pandemic going on. And so my mom the other day, she was like, oh, you know, once the pandemic's over, that's not what she sounds like. Once the pandemic's over, she's like, you know, it'll be fine. You know, it'll be easier to make friends and talk to people. Sure. How the fuck do you make a friend? Okay, let's talk about that for a second. I don't know how to make friends. Does anybody know how to make a fucking friend? Is it like dating? Do I just go up and talk to somebody? I don't even know how to date somebody anymore. Like, I don't know how to do that shit. And I'm not the type of mom that most moms connect with and enjoy, because it's not like I'm an asshole or anything. Like, I'm a nice person. I'm just, nice people don't say they're nice people. Listen to me. But like, I am genuine and I'm true to myself. I know who I am. Like, I know what I believe in and, like, the shit that, like I stand for. Like, I am who I am. And so, like, I don't give a fuck who you are. But it's not always that way coming back to me. So, like, moms have a hard time dealing with me being me. I'm not like, hey, you know, you should be a certain way to be my friend. I'm not that way at all. I'm the type of person, like, I don't care who you are. If you're down for me, I'm down for you. But it's not always that way back. So I have a hard time making female friends. I always have. Like, my whole life, I always have. Maybe it's because I grew up with, like, all brothers. But girlfriends are just, like, not my thing. I do have a few girlfriends, but they are single or they are not married. Only, like, two of them have kids, and they don't even live anywhere close to me. My best friend does not have children, and she is not married. She's, like, still in the dating life and is still, like, going out and, like, you know, hanging out with friends and, like, doing normal stuff. And I will never, ever lose my friendship with her. But the friendship is definitely different. And I'm sure she would say the exact same thing. Not that there's any less love, but it's just a different dynamic when you have children and your life from, like, your friends before kind of changes in this direction where you have a husband, you have kids, and, like that's your fucking life now. Like, if my friend called me up, even if she lived here, if she called me up and she was like, hey, like, let's go out tonight. What? Like, tonight? Like, okay, one, I haven't showered in 4 days. Two, what am I supposed to do with my children? Three, I have to have dinner ready. We have to get, bedtime is at 8, and then my bedtime is at fucking 9 sharp. Like, I've got things that I have to do as a mom and a wife now. So, like, friends take that back burner whenever they also aren't married and have children. So it's frustrating with me because it's not like I'm putting on a show, and I'm sure a lot of moms can relate to this. I'm not, like, putting on a show or being fake or anything, but talking with my friends who are single or they're not married, they don't have children, I don't know what the fuck to talk about. I don't want to just, like, you know, they're like, you know, they'll ask, like, how's Lilia? You know, how's Wes? What are you guys doing nowadays? Like, it's like small talk. It's like I've missed out on, it's like we've just moved into a whole entire different dynamic in our friendship where it's just small talk. We don't have conversations like we used to anymore, but that's because there's not common ground anymore. I'm not willing to go out and whip a titty out to get a free drink anymore. Just kidding. Yes, I am. I'll fucking whip out a titty for a free drink. Let's not even play. But I don't have that, you know, single girl life anymore. And I don't think that it's bad for us to miss it as moms. I know plenty of moms who will say, like, you know, I miss what my life was like before. And they, like, feel guilty for saying that. They're like, oh, I'm such a bad mom for saying that. I'm like, first of all, don't ever fucking say some shit like that to me, because that is never the case. It's okay for you to miss your life. 112%. Your whole entire life was uprooted in a way that you never expected. Your 9 months of pregnancy with your first child would never prepare you for the life-altering experience in ways that you don't really participate. What the fuck am I talking about? In ways that you don't anticipate, not participate. So, you know, you expect, you know, to change diapers, and you expect to not sleep, and you know you're not really going to be doing as much, but you don't think about the loss of connection with the people that you've had a connection with your whole life. You know, I always had these, oh, my fucking chairs, I'm falling out of my chair, you guys. Okay, I had to lock it. you know, these people that you've had a connection with, like, your whole life, all of a sudden, they're not there anymore. And it's not because they don't love you or anything, but there's not common ground. There's nothing. What are they supposed to do? Come over and watch you, you know, fucking leak milk out of your titties? I mean, I would do that. That's a show. But I wouldn't even know what to do. Like, if I had friends and they weren't mothers, I wouldn't even know what to do with them. Like, it's like a dog trying to chase a car. Like, if I caught them, what the fuck would I do? What do I do? What do I do with it? Do we have sex with strangers? Is that what we do? What do we talk about? Because she's going to talk about, you know, her sex life and how things are crazy and she's going out, she's doing all this stuff and she's a normal person. And I'm like, yeah, last night my daughter burped in my mouth and farted on me at the same time. And I was impressed thoroughly. It's just a different dynamic. So I think that's where a lot of loneliness comes from, is that everything that we were used to just changes. We were used to having friends that we can relate to and that we can talk to. And then a lot of our friends are not on the same page with us, which is totally normal. Everybody's life goes like at a fucking different pace. It's not like that's a bad thing. But what I'm saying is, like, it's just natural progression. You know, one person, you know, gets married and has a child, and your friend is still trying to figure this shit out. They might not want kids. They might just not be ready for kids. Maybe they do want kids, you know, whatever the fucking case is. So we lose that connection that we used to have, and we just sit alone in our fucking house, like, trapped inside of our own minds with so much that we want to say and nobody to say it to. Because I don't want to talk to my husband about this stuff. He could not relate. And I think that also he would, and I'm sure a lot of you guys can relate with spouses and, like, the feelings of a mom and being lonely and, like, overwhelmed. I don't want to say things to him because I don't want him to feel like he's not doing enough or he's not present enough or something, and him feel like it's his fault and that's why I'm lonely. I'm not lonely in a sense of my marriage is failing, and I'm not lonely in a sense of he is failing. He is everything he needs to be for me and a partner, and he is everything he needs to be for a dad. I don't expect more than he gives us. You know what I mean? Like, he does what he does. Like, he I don't think it's fair for me to project onto him because I am lonely and expect him to fill a void that he can't fill, because it's not his fault. It's not his responsibility. Does that make sense? So I don't want to talk to him about this stuff and him, like, feel responsible or feel like he needs to fix it, because he will, because he is my husband and he wants to do that for me, but it can't fucking happen. Like, I need a lady bitch. So I think that's where loneliness comes from. Some moms might feel lonely because they're not getting their titties sucked at night, and, you know, dad, you might need to step up and go balls deep. But I feel like a lot of us were lonely out of lack of connection with a friend. We need a friend. And I don't have that type of friend. I need a mom friend. So where do we get a mom friend? Where do I catch a mom friend? Do they have apps for mom friends, like Tinder? Like, you need to, they have like a checklist. Like, you need to be able to beat a Karen's ass if she tells us our children are being too loud out in public when we just don't really give a shit about what they're doing. Are you going to drink wine with me on my couch and watch TV shows and not talk for probably about 4 hours straight while our kids run around the house and do nothing? Like, are you gonna be there whenever I'm fucking weird and you're fucking normal? I want the friendship with the mother. I want it to be reliable. I want reliability. And I feel like a lot of moms need that in their mom friends, is reliability. Just like in a stable relationship, mom friends, I feel like, are super important, because, you know, especially stay-at-home moms, you know, if it's 4 p.m. and I have a stay-at-home mom friend and she calls me and she's like, I'm about to fucking strangle my kids. I haven't slept. I can't even take a shit or take a shower because my kids are just, like, acting insane today. I don't know what the fuck to do. Before she even hangs up the phone, my ass already has my kids in the car, coloring books, snacks, bubbles, fucking rope, duct tape. And I'm going to her house and I'm going to take care of her little shits while she takes a shower. Maybe takes 10 seconds to take a fucking breath, because I've been there and I get it. And that's what I feel like we need to strive to be for each other whenever we snag on to a mom friend. But again, the problem is, where the fuck do you find mom friends? You know, my daughter's in she was in daycare before. And back whenever all this, like, loneliness, mom loneliness started, I was like, oh, you know, once we go to daycare, was talking to my husband. I was like, once we're in daycare, you know, we'll have like we'll have like parent friends. We'll be normal and we'll like, we'll know people. That didn't work. First of all, we went to a high quality daycare because, you know, we got lucky and we were able to do that for our child. But with that comes a lot of pretentious individuals. So when I walk in there in my sweatpants and my hair up in a bun and they're like in pencil skirts and Louis Vuittons, and it's just, it's not a welcoming environment. Like we did not make friends there. but I also wasn't really willing to make friends there. Maybe it was my own closed-mindedness as well, but it was definitely look down the nose, you know, what the fuck do you think you're doing here? Are you here on welfare? So the atmosphere was just, it's not me. I like people to be themselves. I don't want you to feel like you have to act a certain way to gain my approval. I don't care if you're wealthy. Like, I don't care if you're wearing like the latest fucking name brand stuff. Like, I don't care what daycare you send your child to, or like if you give your kid organic foods. Like, that stuff doesn't matter to me. And if you come over to my house and like you're upset because I don't have any organic gummy bears to feed your child, get the fuck out. Leave my house, please. That's not me. And I feel like that's a lot of moms. Some moms are that mom, don't get me wrong, but I feel like a lot of moms are in the same boat where they just kind of want to go about their day and not feel constantly fucking judged for the decisions that they make, but that'll never happen. So I hoped that we would find mom friends, parent friends, and we ended up not in the daycare situation. So now I'm like, well, maybe one day when she's in school, you know, she'll make friends, and then we'll make friends with their parents and all that stuff. And, you know, that's how we find friends, is like that natural flow. Because your natural flow of friendship usually would have come, you know, in the progression of life, would have come from school, elementary school, middle school, high school. You spend your days with these people, you're going to become friends with some of them. Okay. And then moving into college. Okay. Your friends change, your scene changes, everything changes. So you get new friends. It's just, it naturally flows because you see them all the time. Workplace naturally flows all the time. When you're a stay-at-home mom, there's nothing natural about it. There is no natural flow of making friends. I think my closest friend here in Wilmington is probably the cashier at Walmart. Every time she sees me, she stops and talks to me. That's probably my closest friend. Whenever we moved here, actually still now, the first conversation that I have had with a person face to face, like a genuine conversation with somebody that I know face to face, is my mother-in-law, who just got here this past week. And we moved here in April. That is the first time that I have talked to somebody other than my husband or my child and like sat down and had a conversation with them. That is a long time to be isolated and to have no adult to talk to you. And you guys, whenever I say having an adult to talk to, my husband doesn't fucking count, because in my head, my husband is not an adult to talk to. He's my fucking husband. That's a totally different category. He doesn't count. Whenever I say I want an adult to talk to, I want somebody to talk to who can also be like, yeah, man, my fucking kid's an asshole. And I'll be like, yeah, fuck, you're right. Your kid is an asshole. So is mine. We need mom friends, and they're super important. But whenever we don't have them, where do we make them? I feel like that's probably going to be my next mission. My last mission was not talking shit to myself. Not going too well. I'm trying my best. I'm not going to lie, though. I am failing severely. But being pregnant, you look at yourself in your mirror and you're like, God, what the fuck? Everything gets flabby and weird again. Ugh. I've got one of those body mirrors, too, that are up in my bedroom. Every time I walk by it, I just want to break it. Oh my gosh, I love myself, I promise. So I think my next mission will probably be trying to figure out how the fuck do you make friends whenever you are a stay-at-home mom, you don't go out, you don't do anything. Like, I don't feel comfortable. Even the parks aren't open right now, so I can't just go up to the park. But then again, if I go to the park, am I just like, hey, what's up? You come here often? Do I use pickup lines on moms? The answer is yes. The answer is always yes. You always use pickup lines on anybody and everybody. That's why the cashier at Walmart likes me so much. Fucking using pickup lines on her. So I think that being alone, even though we're never alone, as a mom, is kind of crippling. It's debilitating to deal with it and try to be a good mom. I find myself overly frustrated and unable to share a lot, and I find that taking it out on in my parenting style, because it just kind of builds up and builds up, and then I just puke it out basically into my parenting. And I am quick to anger, and I am impatient, and it shouldn't be that way. And I don't blame it on like our situation, like moving out here. I don't know if it would be any different if I was back home. I know I would have my family to talk to, and I would have people who I could relate to, but I don't know if I would still feel the same way, because I was still lonely there. I don't know. I think it's one of those, like, the grass is greener on the other side. We've been talking about moving back to that area for several reasons. My whole entire family is there, and that is a massive amount of people to talk to and have, you know, they say it takes a village. Okay. The point I'm trying to make, they say it takes a village to raise children, but what happens when you don't have a village? And we don't have a village out here. We don't have a village anywhere, you know, really, except for in Chattanooga. You know, we have in-laws in Florida, but they're so spaced out that it makes it difficult to kind of try to hone in on one place and have, you know, multiple childcare options, multiple like family support is what I'm trying to say. So I don't know where we'll end up, and I don't think that I will feel lonely here forever. And I'm sure a lot of you, if you've just moved somewhere, if you feel in the same way, I don't know if I would really blame it on the location, or if it's really like the just kind of like the timing. Because I try to think about it and be like, okay, but if you stay here for about 2 or 3 years, you know, you're going to end up going back to work. I'm not working this year, and maybe not next year, depending on how the pandemic goes, because I don't want, you know, to get coronavirus and get sick being pregnant, which would 110% happen as a teacher. I would definitely get COVID. Yeah, I don't want to bring it home, give it to my daughter and all that stuff. So I don't, you know, I would make friends in a professional environment, 100%. Again, natural flow of things. And like, I wouldn't feel so lonely. I don't know. This shit's so confusing to me, because like, I don't have social skills the way that a lot of women do, being able to like adapt to other women. Some people call it like being fake, but I don't really consider it that. I feel like a lot of women just have the ability to like adapt their personalities and like their sense of humor and stuff like that to different women, to tailor to them and like make them feel welcome and make them feel like they're friends, you know. Well, I'm sure they are friends, but I feel like also a lot of those women who do that, where they like change for women to have those friendships stay, I feel like they probably don't have a deep connection with a woman, because they constantly are having to change. So they're like, who am I? So I'm not one of those people who just like wants to be different so I can have a friend. I'm a bit stubborn when it comes to friendship. And I know it's fucked up, because I'm always saying like, don't judge people, but it's genuinely not about judging. And it's more about being judged, because I am special. I make weird noises. I fucking I cuss like a chimney. Like a chimney? Who am I? I cuss like a sailor. I was trying to say sailor, but for some reason I was thinking of Santa Claus and I said chimney. Being pregnant is fun. I'm a bit of a boy. And a lot of girls don't want to be friends with a boy. They want to be friends with a girl. Like, I don't like going to the nail salon and like getting my nails done. I don't like going shopping. I don't like that stuff. I don't know how to connect with a female because I don't do female stuff. I don't know what to do. Like, I want to go out on the boat. If you like boating, you like cussing, and you like talking about good fucking sex, you and me, girl, you're for me. Go out on the boat, smoke some cigars, drink some alcohols, and we'll talk about sex. I fucking got you all day long. That's me. I'm raunchy. Taking applications for friendship. Taking applications for friendship, please. Like, I'm getting way off track because, like, I just keep thinking about how fucked up I am. And, like, probably the reason why I don't have friends is 110% my fault. But it is what it is. I'm not going to change who I am just so I can have a female friend. There's girls out there for me. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not, like, a shitty person or anything like that. I'm just a little different. So, whatever. I do think it's strange, though, that I try to even really for family, whenever, like, I want you to sit down, like, right now if you're feeling lonely, and I want you to compose a list of people in your head right now. If, like, you were losing your shit and you needed help, you needed somebody to call and, like, vent to about your, like, current situation of being a mom, whether it's stay-at-home mom, work mom, whatever, or your husband or whatever, could you pick up the phone right now and call this person, and they would talk to you and listen to you and give you, like, genuine advice and be able to relate to you and not try to, like, turn it around and, like, tell a story about themselves? Because that's one of the things that kills me the most, is me trying to be like, you know, I keep hitting my mic. Sorry, guys. I've had a really hard day. You know, my daughter's doing this, and, you know, I don't know what to do anymore. I feel super depressed, yada, yada, yada. And I'd be like, yeah, I've been feeling so depressed lately too because of X, Y, Z. Okay, cool. I called you to bitch for just like a minute. Like, I just want you to listen to me and, like, talk to me for a second, and then we can talk about you. Like, I hate getting on the phone and, like, ask, and, like, I'm calling you because I need help. If I'm calling you and telling you that, like, I'm depressed and shit, like, and I fucking losing my mind over my children, I'm asking you for help. Like, I'm needing some advice. I'm needing an ear or something. And I hate it whenever I'm, like, fucking 2 seconds into the conversation, like, oh yeah, I feel the same way because, you know, my boyfriend did whatever. It's not the same thing. Now, if I'm talking to a mom friend and she's like, yeah, no, totally get it, my daughter's been the same way today, that's different. That's, like, relating. You know what I mean? Like, that's, like, relatable. Be like, yeah, you're fucking right. Like, why the fuck are our kids so shitty? So, the point of everything, wrapping this up, do mom friends exist? Question one. Are they real? Question two. How do you hook one? Is there a Tinder app? Something easy. Swipe left if... Well, I don't even know. Do you swipe left on Tinder for good or swipe left on Tinder for bad? I don't know. So we're going to say left is good. Swipe left if you like to talk about sex and you like boats. Swipe right if you like material things and are a girly girl. Because we probably wouldn't get along as much. Unless you're a little bit of a mix of both. I like that too. I think that being lonely as a mom, if you feel like you are lonely and the fault is your husband's, and your husband actually isn't, you know, neglecting you, take a second, like, step back from it. Think about your relationship with your husband or your wife or your spouse or whatever you're doing. And think about your relationship. Is your loneliness genuinely from your spouse? Is your spouse actually neglecting you? Or is your loneliness coming from your lack of connection with somebody who you can relate to? You cannot relate to your spouse. And in this instance, I love my husband dearly, and he will listen to me all day long. And I know he understands what I'm going through, but it is not the same thing. It is not the same thing. You cannot say, oh yeah, you know, my husband's my best friend and we talk all the time. That's great. That's not the same thing. Okay. My husband's also probably my best friend, but not the fucking same thing. You need some tits. You need a pair of tits in your life. I feel like maybe take a step back and think about it. And if that's the case, maybe start looking for you some boobies to get up in your life. If you're a woman, I guess. If you're a man, you can also find some boobs. Just don't fuck them. Ruin your relationship. Fuck some titties. That doesn't sound like a bad idea. You guys, I'm so off topic today. I apologize. My pregnancy brain is really bad today. Anyway, if you're lonely, I get it. If you trying to hook up with your girl, hit me up. I also got you. I live in Wilmington, North Carolina, though. So if you're in Wilmington, hit me up. I feel like I'm trying to seduce somebody. I guess I could seduce my friend. It's not a bad thing. Okay. This episode is running its course. I do want you to know, though, on my Facebook page, you can send me a message anytime. 110%. 110%. It genuinely does not matter to me if you're a girly girl or whatever the fuck it is. Like, I really do not care who you are. And, like, the shit that you believe in, the shit that you like, you're a human being. And so I like you. Unless you're a racist, misogynistic piece of shit, then get the fuck off my podcast. I don't want you here anyway. If you feel lonely and like you're at a point where you fucking need somebody, send me a message on Facebook. Do not hesitate ever, you guys. Do not hesitate ever to reach out to me and say, I just need somebody to talk to you, because I will listen to your shit and I will relate to you all fucking day long. I don't care who you are. I will relate to you. Almost 100% positive that there is something in our lives that we will connect on. I promise. I will be there for you. Even if you're not there for me, that does not matter to me. I'm here. I got you. I got y'all. I got you, fam. Send me a message on Facebook. If you're feeling lonely and you're at a point where you need somebody, hit me up. All right, guys. I will talk to y'all next week. Thank you so much for listening to the Good Mom Podcast. Don't forget to hit the follow button on Spotify or iTunes or whatever listening platform you are using. That way you don't miss a single episode released every Monday.